Welcome to this week's edition of Holy Apostles Weekly Sermons.
Something else. What is this kind of repentance that the Lord is talking about? Well, to repent, if you use the Latin roots of the word, it means to rethink, to repent. It's pretty similar to Greek. Metanoia means to change your nous or your mind or your heart, to redirect it. And this is really what the Lord is talking about. This is what St. John was talking about. This is what the Apostle Peter was talking about. This is what all of the Holy Fathers of the Orthodox Church have talked about for 2,000 years. Readjust your way of looking at the world. Reconsider how you understand things, because it's wrong. Each and every one of us suffers from that delusion. We all suffer from a delusion, and I bet we would all be surprised if we could leap into someone else's head and see how different the world looks. We think that we're all human beings and we're all sort of, you know, we share some kind of commonality, and we do. But we all view the world in radically different ways, and we can't all be right. And the fact of the matter is, we're all pretty wrong. Because if we don't view the world in the same way that Christ views the world, then we're wrong. And this is what the Lord means whenever he says, repent. Repent. Alter the way you understand everything. Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What does that repentance consist of? Well, it consists of repentance. Because the beginning of coming to understand that the way we view the world is wrong is by acknowledging ourselves to be sinners. That's actually the first step. For some of us, it's really the hardest step. Because that's the first chink in the armor. That's the first break that I can make in my own self-delusion. To acknowledge myself to be a sinner. Because the reality is, I don't want to. And I don't want to because I don't believe it. We go through life thinking that we're actually pretty good. And that other people have made mistakes and they're sinners. But that I myself am actually doing okay. And so that's why when we talk about repentance in the church, oftentimes what we're talking about is the mystery of confession. Because the mystery of confession requires us to acknowledge, not just in a general way, oh yeah, I'm a sinner, because that's really easy to say, but to acknowledge in very specific ways, the particular ways in which I am a sinner. Then I have to believe it. Then I have to really believe what I have to say there. And when I can say that, whenever I can make it a confession, when I can repent in that way, what really begins to happen is that the way I perceive the world changes. If I acknowledge myself to be a sinner, then I can no longer be the center of the universe, which is how I live most of my life. I can no longer be the center of the universe because I have to see that I myself am corrupt, that I myself sin. That I myself am not the source of the kingdom of God, which the Lord is talking about here. Repent, he says, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And the beginning of detecting, of realizing the nearness of the kingdom of heaven is to acknowledge my own distance from it, my own farness. So I have to confess my own sins. And that's one form of repentance that I take upon myself. I have to repent and acknowledge the particular ways in which I sin. And that is, as I said, the first step on this path. And the path is a complete alteration in how we see the world, how we see the universe, how we see other human beings that we come into contact with every day. And ultimately, and how we see God. Because how do we understand God? What do we understand about God? I would imagine that, again, if we would be surprised if we were able to go inside someone else's head to see what they believe about God. We come to church here in the Orthodox Church and we sing them the Nicene Creed, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth and of all things visible and invisible. And we all read out the same prayer book every morning as we say our morning prayers. But we would all be amazed to find out how different our ideas about God are. Which is again another sign that we're not right. There's what, maybe 60 people in here? We can't all be right. One of us could be right. Chances are we're all kind of wrong. So when we repent, we begin to see not just ourselves clearly, but we begin to see other people clearly. And we begin to see God clearly. And this is the path that we set our feet on when we enter into the church. When we enter into the church through baptism, through our chrismation, our anointing, and with our continued participation in the holy mysteries of Christ, our participation in the mystery of Holy Communion, is a constant repentance. Constant repentance. Because what is the goal? What are we hoping for here? The Lord comes and he says, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Why is that? It's because he wants to populate the kingdom of heaven with a whole bunch of people that feel guilty about themselves. Sometimes we think that. Sometimes some of us think that all the time. But it's not the case. What is it that God wants to happen? Whenever Christ comes and he tells us to repent, what is he hoping will happen? That we will be corrected. Isn't that what repentance means? To correct ourselves? To turn away from evil? To turn towards God? To seek his help? To seek his grace? To lean on him? To rely on him? And not to rely on our own selves, our own wills, our own sinful desires? To repent? To turn away from evil and to turn towards God. This is what Jesus is really commanding us to do. Repent. Turn away from evil. Turn away from your own self-will. Turn to God, who is the only one who is able to bring you, as St. Paul says in the letter to the Ephesians, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And that's the goal. So often we lose sight of it. We start repenting and we find out that it hurts. We start having to confess and we find out that it's painful and it's difficult. It's not easy. And it requires us to set aside time and to examine ourselves and to look at some of the things that we'd rather not look at. And then to go say them in front of somebody else and to be utterly humiliated. And we look at that, all of that, and we do it one or two times or 12 or 13 times or for 5 years or 10 years. And at some point we come up against a hurdle in our own heart and we say, I'm not going to do that anymore. What's the point? Because we lose sight of the goal. What's the goal? The measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. To put on the divine life. Jesus says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Elsewhere in St. Luke's Gospel, he says, the kingdom of heaven is within you. It's that close. It's not far away. It's not up in the sky. It's not some other spiritual plane that we can't really get to very easily. It's within you, he says. And in order to enter into that kingdom, the only way is repentance. Change how we understand ourselves, change how we understand the world, to turn away from evil, to turn towards God, and to make it a lifelong process so that we may enter that kingdom, so that we may put on the fullness of Christ, so that we may put on the divine life, which is what the eternal Word of God came down and came incarnate in order to tell us. In order to open it for us, in order to make the way clear for us. He took on flesh and he lived among us. In order to proclaim to us the kingdom of God, he took on the cross and the spear and the nails and death itself. And he rose from the dead to conquer that great enemy. To pave the path, to smooth the way, so that you and I could also put on the fullness of Christ and to participate and the divine life which God has created us for. Amen. To him be glory, honor, and worship on the ages of ages.
Amen.